You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
We are just launching a new open letter to the government, to the Prime Minister and the Minister for Workplace Relations and Safety, Brooke Van Velden, regarding the need for modern slavery legislation in New Zealand. So we're just kicking that off. We have huge support for our letter from over 60 supporters, advocates, industry organisations, brands, academics, researchers, and now we're asking the public to come in behind us and sign the petition.
Can you tell us about what modern slavery looks like and what kind of products do we consume that have been produced by slavery?
Okay, well, it's just massive. Modern slavery, in 2023, Walk Free and the International Labour Organization did research. They found that 50 million people in the world are in modern slavery, and that was actually an increase of 10 million over the past 10 years. So this includes, this figure of 50 million includes forced marriage, sex trafficking, and people who are enslaved for their labour, which includes bonded labour where the workers can never repay their debt, forced labour and child labour. And just to give you an example, 20% of the world's cocoa is produced by children. Now, we, as New Zealanders, we love our chocolate. Goods that may have include child and forced labour is referred to as risky goods. And in New Zealand, we import $55 million worth of cocoa every year, and 28% of that is considered risky. So it may have child or forced labour. But it's in everything. It's in the clothes we wear, the crops, the sugar, the coffee, the garment industry, mining, manufacturing, the electronics we use, fishing, almost every area of our lives. And the thing is that we don't know, because the companies are not required to tell us. And they're not even required to know themselves. But, you know, as Kiwis, you know, we're fair-minded people. We pride ourselves on giving everyone a fair go. So it's really actually shocking that our companies are able to import and sell us goods that may have slave labour in them, and we don't even know, and we don't get a choice.
So in July 2023, the Labour government introduced a plan to draft a modern slavery disclosure law. So what's happened to that draft since then?
Well, they lost the election. Yes, you're absolutely right. There was a lot of pressure before the last election from advocates, public businesses to introduce modern slavery in New Zealand. They were given really good information, expert information on how to draft that up. Just to point out that, in fact, we're lagging behind our OECD counterparts, UK, US, Canada, Australia, etc. But the upside of that is that we have their experience to draw upon, their templates. So it's not a difficult ask. The knowledge is there to draw up this legislation. The reason we're doing this new letter now is because we have a new government. And Minister Van Velden, she was quoted as saying that she hasn't made a decision on this yet. And that really was the inspiration for Fair and Good starting this new open letter, because the pressure has been on, the public pressure, for 4 years now. We just can't wait any longer. The issue is urgent. We just cannot allow it to languish just because we've got a new government. So they've got everything they need. They've got the expert advice. What our letter actually says or wants them to do is just get on and do it. Don't delay it anymore.
So is there anyone in our current government who's still monitoring that draft or doing anything to combat slavery?
Not that we are aware of. As far as we know, the minister has simply just put it on hold. I will, however, quote you a quote directly from the Prime Minister, who has said in 2022, and this is a direct quote from him, he said, "Something I feel very passionate about is modern slavery. I've been really passionate about it for a long time. That's something I think we could do a better job of and have modern slavery legislation and make sure we're holding ourselves up to a standard." Well, we're saying, Prime Minister, you said that. So you have everything you need. Just do it. The public, the businesses, investors even, ethical investors, we're all calling for it. We need the support of your listeners too. We're aiming for 10,000 signatures. The open letters can be found on Action Station. If your listeners go to Action Station and they find open letter, urge New Zealand government to introduce modern slavery legislation, please sign that. And then please get everyone that you know, your classmates, your flatmates, your family, your club, group, church, your social media, whoever you can, to sign it and share it, because we need this to go viral. We cannot wait any longer.
So aside from the petition, are there any other places that our listeners can go to take action against slavery or to educate themselves about modern-day slavery?
Yes, they can go to Fair and Good. Our fairandgood.co.nz, and on our homepage we have information, and down the bottom we have a number of reports that have been put out by various people like TFN and World Vision and Walk Free. You can also go to TFN World Vision, they have also have a lot of information. So if people want to educate themselves on this issue, I think that's absolutely fantastic. I'd love them to visit fairandgood.co.nz, but I think today what I'd really like to ask people to do is to sign the petition on Action Station.